Pandemic Perspectives. We are your hosts, Eve Steptoe
and Jaslyn Juticha. This episode is about homeschooling and the effects COVID had on learning.
When did you start learning, Jazz?
I started home learning, I think it might have been around halfway through year six. When did you start?
Same, halfway through year six. And it was about 2 weeks where we still stayed at school wearing masks. And then we went straight into home learning. Yeah.
I don't remember the transition, like whether we were mask or not. I just remember like being at school and then all of a sudden we're like at home and you couldn't do anything.
Yeah. It was really annoying too, because year six is like that year.
Yeah, it's like the big year.
It's the biggest year, best year of primary school. And then we only got like half of it.
Yeah, I moved schools at the start of year six too. So like I still didn't really know anyone very well. Mm. But it all worked out. I think it was very on again, off again with the like online learning. Like year seven, it was very off again, on again. Like because we were at school for the start of year seven. And then it was sort of just like.
Yeah.
Swapped.
And the transition was awful. I think we had one day where we could, it was like an orientation day, we got to meet people, and then we just went straight into home learning. We couldn't make friends or anything like that.
How did home learning work for you?
Well, we mostly use Google Classrooms. I have one for my classes, and teachers would pop work on there, send emails with work. We use Google Meets for all the classes and stuff like that. And teachers would always be, you know, telling us to put our cameras on
They were always telling you to put your cameras on, but you didn't want to put it on because no one else had theirs on. Anyway.
Yeah, and we were
the only one with it on.
We were wearing our pajamas and everything. You know, you didn't want to, hadn't brushed your hair. You'd probably just woken up like 10 minutes before or something.
Yes. I think for me, when we were like year six, I don't know how long it was about, but like the very start, we just got like given a list of all the work to do and you could finish in like 2 hours. It was like so good. And then later on we swapped to doing it on Microsoft Teams. So we just followed the normal timetable and then you like had to log on and every single one, and it took so much longer. I also have three siblings though, so we're all like at the table sitting there, and then you know you'd have to answer a question and you have to put your mic on, but someone else would be talking and then you'd hear like the background noises. It was not fun.
I was sharing a room with my sister at the time, so we both had remote learning. We both had Google Meets and we had one room with one desk, so I got the room most of the time and I got to use the desk, but my sister would be out in the kitchen, and my dad's a teacher too, so he would be on his meets, and it was a lot. Yeah. Everyone had to be quiet so no one heard you on the meets. It was like,
I have this memory of my dad, because he's a teacher as well, so he was had his Zoom camera set up, and he teaches like woodworks and like technology kind of, so he'd made this rubber band gun and I was sitting opposite where the gun was pointing and he was showing how the gears work. So I've got this memory of him just like shooting the gun at us, but the kids couldn't see it, so.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so funny. Yeah. Were any of your camps or activities affected?
Yes. I didn't get to go on year six camp. We were supposed to go to Canberra and I was so excited for it. And then it never happened, so.
That's really impressive. We were going to have a Melbourne camp and I heard about it from, like, the year levels above me. You know, you go to Melbourne and you see the MCG, you stay in a YMCA hotel and you get to bring your own money and buy your own stuff, which was a big thing for us back then because, you know, we never have that independence in primary school. So it was really sad to miss out on it.
I think, did you ever get to catch up with any of your friends during home learning?
Well, I did. There were the restrictions. You had to only meet up with people if you're exercising. So I'd meet up with my friend pretty much every single day after doing like that, well, like 2 hours of work. And we'd walk for like 5 minutes and then that was the exercise. And then we'd just catch up. We'd just sit and we'd get lunch from the server. And we did that for so long during remote learning.
I didn't live near any of my friends because all live in like Maiden Gully or somewhere else. I never got to catch up with any of them, which was really sad. Like occasionally we'd do like a Skype call or something, but it was just like so much effort to organise.
Yeah. Because I had a lot of friends in year seven when we still have remote learning, because I live in Harcourt and all my friends live in Bendigo. We had to do calls on Google Meets because we couldn't meet up, obviously, we're too far away. So that's the only way we catch up, you know, talk on Discord, all that kind of stuff. It was really hard to catch up with friends. I also missed out on, we were supposed to have a grade six sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we also, it was also cancelled because we had a new principal and he just didn't like us. But it was cancelled for the year earlier, their grade sixes, because they were like acting bad at school or something. And our principal just decided they just couldn't have it.
Yeah.
But that would have been great. And we had to go on a grade six day out instead, which was still good, but it was less.
Well, it wasn't the same.
No, yeah. We went to the zone and did laser tag, which was fun because it was just our class in there. And
yeah, because you're in a small class for that, weren't you?
I'm going to say, I kind of remember, 12 people.
Yeah, I was going to say, there wasn't 20 people in that photo. Yeah.
And then we got ice cream and sat in Roslyn Park. Yeah. And that was the whole day. That's all we did, yeah. That was our excursion.
I think because of COVID, I also, lost contact with my primary school friends because I moved year six. And so, I couldn't really catch up with any of them because you weren't allowed to. Yeah. So I think I don't really talk to any of them now. But I think that's why, because, COVID kind of affected that.
Yeah, I have one friend I haven't talked to since, our little grade six graduation, which is really sad because we were such, a close-knit group of friends. And then, COVID, because it was so hard to catch up. If people didn't have the technology to call and stuff, you just couldn't talk to them at all because you couldn't meet up.
Mm, it was not fun. Did you have any kids in your class when you were doing, the online, the Zoom or whatever, where, they'd do random stuff or, they'd randomly start talking when the teacher was?
Or, they didn't realise their microphone was on.
Yes!
Or their camera, and you just see weird stuff. They were just random talking in the background and...
Yeah.
And I saw all these TikToks, because that was a big thing.
Yeah.
TikTok kind of bloomed in remote learning.
Online shopping too.
Yeah. And I saw all these TikToks of these online classes where these students would prank their teachers.
Yes.
And I don't even know how they do it. They turn all the cameras off at the same time or make a really synchronized, almost a dance.
Yeah,
it
was this one guy who got his friends to pretend kidnap him or something.
Yeah,
just randomly
yeah.
with his camera on.
Yeah, I feel bad for the teachers, but also it was so funny.
It was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how teachers cope during all that.
You'd have the old teacher that could barely use the technology,
yeah.
and then one of the kids would be so mean or something, or they'd start talking with their camera on, but their mic wouldn't be on, and they didn't know that, and you couldn't tell them because they just didn't hear.
Yeah,
we had a teacher that talked for so long with her mic off because she just didn't realize, and none of us could tell her.
Oh no! And some teachers how you could present on Google Meets and Zoom, whatever. Teachers wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah,
and they'd spend most of the lesson trying to figure it out, so we didn't even do any learning.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time, because I had my siblings at home, I would I'd go outside. We had a treehouse at the time.
Oh,
so
yeah,
there was
yeah.
a couple times, that was later on in year seven though, I'd go and sit in the treehouse with my computer and do it because I was sick of being stuck inside all day. Or I think I also had rabbits at the time, so
occasionally
I'd go in the front yard or I'd sit down with them in my lap while we were doing the Zoom.
Oh yeah, I didn't have any pets during remote learning, sadly. But my mum would go, oh, you have to walk every day, otherwise, because we're sitting at desks all the time. And I'm just so glad that we had remote learning during primary school. I know that sounds weird, but we didn't have hard work to do.
Yeah.
Imagine it was, being in year 12. And
having, it would be so bad.
And because the work is already so difficult, and then having to not be with your teachers for them to explain it to you. Or
it would suck.
Getting to see, especially art subjects.
Yeah, how would you, I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's not that much, there is, but if you don't have anything.
If you don't have the materials at home, because most people use the materials in class. If you're doing if you're doing sculpture, if you're doing clay, how would you even do it?
It'd be so hard. No, back to what you mentioned earlier, having to go for walks every day. I reckon I didn't have to at the time. Yeah, it was just something I didn't think about that often. We have a park across the road from where we live. So we'd get sent across because no one was over there. So if we were being annoying or annoying each other, Dad would just be, all right, off to the park you go.
Yeah.
And we'd be stuck over there for a little while.
Yeah.
I reckon it was, it must have been year seven, maybe year six, where you'd have PE and the teacher would be like, all right, because you still had to join a Zoom for that to start with.
Yeah.
And then the teacher would be like, all right, well, you have to go for some sort of exercise and send proof. to unwalk like 5 meters down because we live right next to a creek, so we've got like a bike track. And I'd just walk like 5 meters down and just take a picture of the
yeah.
And then I'd just walk back home.
That was the best part of remote learning for me. Like, because I, you know, PE wasn't as bad in primary school, but still, you know, it's some people don't like PE.
Yeah.
Me included. And you didn't really have to do it. There's no way they could have known.
They can't force you to do it.
I think I had one assignment, which was take a video of you running around your yard or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, there's no way they could have known. And, yeah, actually, I live in a pretty good area. There's good walks. Oh, we went up to the mountain a lot. Alexander.
Yeah.
So, because it was so quiet, you could walk up there and not see anyone. You didn't have to have your mask on all the time because if you're walking, you know, you don't really have to when you're with your family.
Yeah, you
Because
don't.
You're stuck with them in the house anyway.
Were you,
so if one of them has COVID, you're all going to get COVID, you know.
Were you one of those families that, like, if one of them got it, the rest were, like, quarantine? Or, like, they'd quarantine person?
No, yeah, we did. My mum got COVID once and she... Oh, no, we all got COVID from her. So we didn't have to that time.
I think we managed to go for a really long time without getting it. We didn't, like, if one of us got it, we weren't isolating because if, like, eventually, you know, we'd all get it. And, I was sharing a room with my sister and my brothers were sharing a room and the six of us. So if, like, you know, we all quarantine, it just takes our time to go around all of us. It would have been so long that we're all sick for. Like, it wouldn't have been worth it.
Mm.
I reckon I made it through a good 2 years without doing a COVID test.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon I did. Because it was, like, towards the very end where, like, wasn't such a big deal. I was sick and mum's like, you've got to do a COVID test. I was like, I don't want to shove something up my nose.
Really? That wasn't it for me. I did a lot of COVID tests, but they were so expensive.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Before they started making them free for everyone, they were like,
school.
I remember some being like $50 for a pack of five.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I did not enjoy the tests.
Yeah. I don't think, you know what? I've never had one of those proper...
You never got it done properly, no.
No, I've only ever done the, like, rat tests.
Yeah.
I've only done those.
I reckon my mum, because she's a nurse, so she had to get it done properly a couple times.
Yeah.
And I reckon my brother also had one done properly, and probably my dad too.
Yeah, my mum's had a few proper ones done.
Mm.
But, yeah, and once you have COVID, you get that, like, little bit of immunity.
Yeah.
So, I'm only double vaccinated because you can't get... you can't get the booster till you're 16.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I can only be double vaccinated right now. But, yeah, so, you know, it's good. It's not good to have had COVID, but it does give you a little bit more of immunity.
And it was like, it's so strange because some people would get like really, really sick with it and then others would be like, fine, just like barely a cold.
When I had it, I had a cold. That's it. You know, that's all it was. Maybe like a little bit
on the bad
harsher
side,
than
like,
a cold.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. Like people who got it so bad and they had to go to hospital.
Yeah,
and
I feel so sad.
All the deaths, that was crazy.
It was. I think that's why it scared people because like all the people at the start that were dying, people were just like freaked out because it hadn't really happened before.
Yeah. It was so different. And the amount of people died, so many people were comparing it to the plague and all those other, like, really bad pandemics that happened in the past. But it's good we had a way, and I don't want to say swiftly, but we did get a vaccine for it.
It fixed it, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was a couple years before we did, so that's why there was so many deaths and all that.
I think most of the deaths were at the start too, like, before people really knew what it was.
Yeah, and they didn't know they weren't supposed to go in large crowds or, you know, before people started wearing masks and all the stigma around it.
Definitely
the people
helped.
Who didn't want to, the people who didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that. And all the young children in hospitals and elderly in hospitals because it was such a big area where you could get infected from it.
I think that's all we've got to say for the first episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Check out our website linked on our podcast page. Follow us on our socials, on Instagram at Pandemic Perspectives Podcast.
And stay tuned for more.